TFP, Abdi, King Testify, Lil Gap, Miles, Johannes. You know, I know they don't want their, you know, government out there, but that's the government. That's what I call them by. Without further ado, listen, we recorded the night of the championship, but there was a lot of things going on, you know, that we kind of like had to look over a bunch of, anyways.
A lot of emotions.
Yeah, so anyway.
Talking over and, you know, cursing out and a whole lot of banter. Especially by me.
With that being said, right, Miles Houston, the floor is yours.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, Laker Nation. Don't it feel good? It's been 10 long years. 10 long years we've had to wait for this moment, and it's finally here. We can say we are champions once again. The championship, the world championship, is back in its rightful home in the city of Los Angeles, where it belongs. It's a shame we can't do the celebration, do a proper parade for our guys, but it feels good nonetheless just to be able to call ourselves champs again. And I got to say, this season has been an unprecedented one, to say the least. We haven't seen anything in the game of basketball like this, and it feels good in light of everything going on. And being able to honor the late great Kobe Bryant with this chip, you know, it feels right. You know, can't nobody say nothing about us avoiding anybody or not going against anybody being tough. Everything that happened was supposed to happen. You know, we got it. We did the work. We put the work in. We got the job done. And we can relish in it for the meantime, at least until the season starts and the next kings are crowned. But everybody got to go through us to get it, so they know who we are. And hopefully we can get some more and add some more to it. We can do another dynasty in L.A., then that would definitely make me happy. I'll make everybody happy. And I can't wait to see what happens next. You know, we're going to make some trades. We're going to make some moves with this off season, and you know, we gonna keep on rolling. We got the best player on the planet on the team. Two of the top five players in the league. I mean, the story really wrote itself. It's written itself, and it's still gonna keep going. That's all I gotta say, y'all.
Yeah, I just wanna say congrats to the Lakers. You know, congrats to Rajon Rondo, congrats to Alex Caruso, Frank Vogel, and Jason Kidd. They're the only four that I, and Jeannie Buss, they're the only five that I care about in this organization. But I do want to also say that I don't think the Lakers will win it next year, and we'll talk about that later, but Rondo opted out of his contract, KCP opted out of his contract, Dwight might go to Golden State, so I just want to throw that out there before FD goes and says what he has to say.
No, go ahead. I thought you had a little bit more to say, right?
No, I'm talking about the future.
Oh, okay.
Lakers after.
Yeah, as Johannes said and as Miles said, I'm gonna give big shout out to LA Nation. Y'all deserve this, especially with the circumstances. Also, big shout out to the greatest player of all time, LeBron James. Cemented. It's his title to have for the next 8 years. You feel me? Definitely not the greatest Laker of all time. That's given to someone who's in heaven right now, but
listen, exactly, yeah.
Right. What Miles is doing right now, you know, Kobe is the greatest Laker of all time. We all know that. That's a fact. But
actual.
Yeah. But Rondo, my guy, if you came to Boston, we could have used that, you know, playoff Rondo. You feel me? Kyle Kuzma, I don't even know why you got the ring, but...
What did Shannon Sharp say? He would trade Kyle Kuzma for, like, a box of tissues or something like that?
Shannon Sharp said a box of tissues, some Kleenex, and he said some toothpaste.
Some toothpaste.
Some toothpaste and some Tide Pods. I was sick.
Miles, how was the scenery in Los Angeles this past weekend? Or this past week, I should say.
Quarantine still. But everybody...
It didn't look like that from ESPN's footage.
okay from my standpoint, but look, I don't know what happened on Freaker World, but they went crazy. I'm not even gonna lie. Safely, respectfully, you know, they went crazy. Everybody was elated. You know, they couldn't contain themselves. It's been 10 years since we've even gotten a successful competitive run in the playoffs, and then we come out and win it. Yeah. I mean, I have my head on straight. That's a 45-minute drive for me, so I couldn't get there. And I was drunk, so definitely wasn't going to make that drive. So we had to celebrate. We had the right to, you know. And honestly, I think that we needed it, you know, with everything we've had to deal with and everything that's happened this year. It was a long time coming. I saw it coming. I even said it on Twitter, too. Everybody doesn't need to act a fool, but, you know, they don't listen to me. They went crazy.
Johannes wanted to talk about their future, which is a great transition point at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Is it really a good transition? Y'all want to rain on my parade? We don't want to relish in the moment a little bit longer?
To be honest, I do, but the guy to my right, or to your left, the people watching.
Listen.
That's a fake love.
When you win a series and you're on to the next series, are you still like cheering that you won the past series, or are you looking towards the future?
No, let's okay, like,
you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah,
like yesterday's yesterday. I'm saying, like, if you're a Laker fan, absolutely relish it, but like if you're not a Laker fan, then we can talk about the future.
Yeah, so
the future is like look at LeBron. LeBron's already back in the lab working. Everybody's already back getting ready for the next thing.
Right.
Like,
by the way, we gotta give a big shout out to Miami. We didn't see this coming. I didn't see this coming. I know that for sure, but big.
Shout out Miami. They had a tougher road.
Yeah, shout out to Miami. You know, Miles and I were the only ones between us three who actually had Miami going deep in the playoffs. So, just want to say that.
I called them getting in. Well, I called y'all getting there, but hey, y'all couldn't beat the trash team. So
the trash team that was healthy, right, and that you didn't have to face.
That was a quote. I'm quoting you, bro.
What?
Fuck you.
Who?
You called Miami trash.
No, I didn't. I had Miami beating Milwaukee.
But you called them trash.
I didn't know. What are you talking about? I did not say they were trash. I said this. All I said was the Lakers had the easiest route to get to the finals that I've seen in a long time.
He has said trash in the group chats,
man,
too.
Like, I'm directly quoting you.
Okay, well, that's cute. So now I'm really about to go in on the Lakers' future now that he's talking.
Wait. Before we go into the future, Miles Houston. Bro, talk about AD, talk about that side, talk about where you guys were at last year.
Yeah,
so last year, this time last year, we didn't think that, well, this time last year, the season started, and we had high hopes that we were going to make a deep run, and it wasn't perfect, and eventually we kept climbing that ladder, kept climbing that mountain to get to the point that we were at in the end result. If you want to go back even further, 2 years back when we first signed LeBron and we got to be in awe of a little bit just to see one of the greatest players to ever play the game and in a Lakers uniform for one of the most storied franchises in sports, let alone basketball, for the first time. It was amazing to see, but then we ended up coming up short. The Pelicans didn't want to do business with us. Their former GM hit us with the okey-doke. And we had to basically wait for a general management and front office change for us to actually do proper business. And the cards fell in the place where they should have. Made that trade for AD, and he came in and did exactly what we got him for, and we got the end result out of it. So, you know, I'm happy to see that it's working, it's come to fruition. And if you guys want to take it there about looking ahead and going on to the next season, the work for LeBron ultimately is not done. If he's going to have that legacy as the greatest, which he's been making known that he's chasing ever since he entered the league, then yeah, the work's not done. We got to look forward to next season. We got to get the right pieces. Personally, I think if we can get a player like Jrue Holiday, somebody else that can facilitate, since we're going to have to replace Rondo, or like a, I don't want to say CP3, but somebody that can.
Hey, it's rumbling. It's rumbling.
Hot take. We can't afford the cap, but that's, I mean, we're definitely going to be able to afford that contract. But we could definitely use a player like that can create hopefully we get somebody like that. I don't know who that person's going to end up being.
Here's a trade scenario. Ready?
Yeah, well, throw him at
Tesla. Kyle Kuzma and Danny Green for Buddy Hield. Catch and shoot player, the LeBron can facilitate the ball to. Yeah.
We were talking about that too. He's not on his rookie deal. He's got like a 4 or 5 year contract.
Which is why you put in Danny Green's contract to equal it out.
Yeah.
That's one.
Okay. That's more possible option. I like Buddy Hill too.
Yeah, I mean he played great with LeBron. So I think that like the Lakers don't really need a facilitator, they just need a backup facilitator because I think LeBron is just the best playmaker for the team.
Starting facilitator, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, unless you get like a shooting point guard.
Rondo is a starting guard. I mean,
he is.
I don't feel like you're going to find that talent anywhere. Like, you're not going to just find somebody like that. And we actually got pretty freaking lucky to get him and be able to have him come off the bench.
And for him to stick through and not leave after that miserable first year he had with LA, you know what I'm saying? So
he knew what we were trying to put together.
He saw the agenda.
His trade value just shot up immensely.
Yes, sir. So big.
We're gonna get something back for him, and somebody else is gonna come in. We're just gonna start manufacturing champ. We go call it the Laker shop.
All right, now you're forcing me. I'm gonna stop you right there because you know what I'm saying. Yes, my guy LeBron will get a few more rings. You know what I'm saying. Me and Johannes had a little powwow about this earlier, but I don't think it's going to be 5 straight like this guy Miles is talking about.
But wait, you said 5 straight?
I did not say 5 straight. I said that we're going to produce more. We're going to produce more.
We're going to produce more rings. Definitely. More. You guys can't possibly believe that the greatest duo in basketball since Shaq and Kobe is only going to win one ring in this time.
You just said they were the greatest duo since Kobe Shaq?
Yes, and
Lakers. Yeah, I would agree with them. Talent-wise. Talent-wise, I agree.
Proven and talent-wise, and I mean, just the eye test alone and accomplishments.
Not the accomplishments, just the talent.
Well, and I would say in the amount of time, I would equate it to that. And it's on the trajectory. And when it's all said and done, we're going to end up saying that.
Right, but like I was telling Abdi earlier, I was saying like, we can't tell what's going to happen down the line. Because,
So as an LA fan, who would you bring back and who would you let go?
I do want to bring back Dwight. I don't know if that's going to happen. We do need somebody that's going to be strong coming off the bench. I want to keep Caruso. Absolutely need him. He's a dog. CP, just because he came up in big moments when he needed him to show up. So, and he's a 6'6" guard, and you know, he can play when he wants to.
No,
aside from that, I mean, we got a good locker room presence with the vets, but JaVale and Jared Dudley, I mean, they're movable. They're not indispensable pieces. So I would say the players that I just named off, Morris, we can afford to trade him too, but we're going to need a big defender. Somebody that can play defense and can make shots. So,
the players that I just named.
Yeah, I think Dwight now has hit, like you were talking about value wise. I think his value went up and he's gonna go to another team.
Also, Dwight has officially put himself in the Hall of Fame conversation.
No, he was already in the Hall of Fame before this.
You know what I'm saying?
He was already in it before that.
I'm saying for the people who said. Just needs a title. It's official. Like, you can't have this argument anymore to those armchair GMs. You guys sound dumb. You've been sounding dumb for the last, 15 years?
No, it's not their fault, though. You have to understand. He was in the same boat as Carmelo as far as they didn't know what their role was. They had to take a lesser role
He took a whole team. To an NBA Finals.
11 years ago. I was a sophomore in high school.
I know. But you look at his numbers.
Talking about 11 years ago. This was before all the surgeries. His back surgeries. His hip surgery. His knee surgery.
I think he was.
I was in middle school, bro. What a chip.
Yeah, and plus. And on top of the injuries, you got to understand the game has changed. You got to shoot the ball now. Veteran players will try and join the Lakers or those guys in the back end of their career that trying to look for a chip are going to go there. They shouldn't. They should go to the LA Clippers or the Golden State Warriors, because those two teams are going to be right up there with the Lakers as far as contending. Those three teams are going to run the league, right, in my opinion. We all know the Warriors, the Lakers, and the Clippers will run the league next season.
I'm not saying they're not going to be good, but I don't think they're going to run.
They're going to run the league. You're not going to tell me that billionaire Steve Ballmer, who already fired the head coach, is already looking to move half the pieces on the team, is not prepared to win a championship.
What do you mean half the pieces? He moved.
I said he's preparing to move half the team. Yeah, I'm saying he's preparing to move half the team. Say it again.
Oh, yeah, he was
because you have to understand. You have to understand Kawhi and PG, they're on the last year of the contract because they do have a player option.
Aren't they already above the luxury tax?
This is Steve Ballmer, billionaire Steve Ballmer, who will do whatever. He already is dropping hundreds of millions of dollars for a new arena. You don't think he's going to drop
hundreds? Oh, no, it's going to be in Inglewood. But, yeah, man, I mean, the future is looking bright, but very, very, you know, like the championship run is probably going to look a lot slimmer for you guys, realistically speaking.
Well, we can't say that. It depends on what every team gets as far as...
May I explain myself real quick? I'm saying, you're looking at L.A., your guys, Kawhi, Paul George, Ty Lue, which was irrelevant until LeBron. We spoke about that.
A lot of coaches are irrelevant until they get superstar players.
Yeah, which also is another reason why LeBron is a GOAT. But you look at Golden State, they're coming back. I mean, yeah, the league is more shooting. You're looking at, they need a big, bro.
Who?
Golden State.
Which is why they're going after Dwight, and they do have a second overall pick where they can get Wiseman.
I know.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
I know all that, but would you think if you're a Golden State, you trade that pick for a solidified All-Star?
It depends on who's available to get.
I definitely would if I was them. I mean, we'll see who ends up being on the trade.
You can mix and match when you look at number one, number two.
But if we put it in perspective, Curry is not, I mean, he's not the youngest player. Their core is not super young. So they're going to have to continue being successful and winning in order to.
No, they're not. Well, you guys do realize that Draymond and Klay are both 29. They haven't even hit 30.
They're old, yeah. They're still in their prime.
Right. What I'm saying is,
basketball years, that's getting up there.
No, it's not. Because Miles, I hate to cut you off, but look, age does not matter. It's all about how you take care of your body. Rondo's 35, Chris Paul's 35, LeBron's about to be 36. It's all about how you take care of your body, maintain your body, and do well. Klay Thompson, this is his first major injury. He's 29 years old. It's an ACL injury, which is pretty bad, but everybody rebounds from it for the most part. Draymond's never had a major injury, right? He has minor scraps and whatever. Wiggins is 25. He's a bust to me, but he could be a Harrison Barnes 2.0. That's what they really need him to be.
I've always considered him that type of player when Golden State signed.
You have Eric Paschal, who was a phenomenal rookie last season, who I think can make a leap. Number two pick overall.
Big.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you can't count the Warriors at the end of the day.
Yeah. So, but you look at the competitive side of the Western Conference, it's gonna look like a tough road the next couple of years for you guys. I mean, hate to say it, Dame might be around for a while.
Who?
Damian Lillard. Come on, bro. Really, bro.
The problem with Hoopers is it's about Dame. They don't talk about the team. Dame is a great player, but his team is trash. So therefore, why are we talking about Dame as far as like he's the team?
I'm saying they're gonna.
Dame ain't going nowhere, so he's not gonna make no impact with that team.
Exactly, that team is just a team.
The biggest threat.
I love Dame too. I love him.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, we know how you feel about Dame, Giannis. You spoke your mind multiple times about him. But the Lakers' road to the championship is looking very, very, like, slim next year.
It's not looking slim. It's just going to be tougher.
It's going to be a lot harder. The West is a lot more talented. It's packed and crowded. And we already know that. We saw that last year. So, I mean, potato, potato for me. But hey, the Warriors are the real difference for me. That's who I think is going to be the toughest to beat. We'll see what the Mavericks end up doing because I think they might end up making some.
Well, you did not just gloss over the Clippers and said the Mavericks before the Clippers.
We already know. We don't know what the Clippers are going to be. We'll see what they end up doing.
Right, but we don't know what the Mavericks will be either.
I think the Clippers are already made. They just.
I'm scared of Luka. I'm sorry, but you know Kawhi's a bad man. Playoff.
You realize. Your argument with Luka is the same as D's argument with Damian Lillard as far as the great players, but the team is decent.
But Luka's that's his third year in the league, and he's averaging a near triple double, and being successful while he's doing it. I mean, every year the team succeeds. Yeah, the team succeeds every year. He's not no James Harden.
Right, but this is the first team that he. I mean, this is the first season that he's been in the playoffs, and he's been in the league for 2 years.
Barring injury, granted, it's a small sample size. You can see the trajectory of a player's career, and I mean, the 2 years I've seen, he's a cold son of a gun. Mm-hmm. He's cold, and he can lead a team to success. He's done it in the EuroLeague. Second hardest league in the world.
That's going to be a team to look out for sure next year. The Mavericks.
I thoroughly believe it.
Yeah. That's going to be a team to look out for sure next year. The Mavericks.
I thoroughly believe it.
Yeah. So, we talked a lot about the East. I mean, Western Conference. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference. You got Boston, who's always been a title contender for the last 6 years. Seems like. Right? But we can't get over the Eastern Conference. You got Toronto, who could possibly...
They're going to fall apart.
Who could possibly make a big move. And then you got Miami, who could make... Actually, not could. Who will make a big move this offseason. You know, the Bucks, as always, in the talks. Give me you guys' thoughts on how the Eastern Conference is going to play out next season.
I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like Boston and Miami will run the league in the East for the years to come for this reason. Toronto, I feel like it's over for them. Van Fleet's a free agent. He's going to ask for a lot of money. Ibaka's a free agent. Kyle Lowry, he's basically falling apart. They got to figure out how to rebuild that team, in my opinion. So that they got to figure out.
But you wanted Ibaka on the Celtics.
I do want him. I want him and Van Fleet both on the Celtics. Yeah. Milwaukee, their money is too tied up where they can't have great superstars, great stars around Giannis. And until Giannis can expand his game, I don't really see Milwaukee really. You know, they'll be in the playoffs, obviously, top 3-4 team, but they won't be.
Who's your surprise team next season?
Brooklyn.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Because they also, right before. Real quick, they have pieces to get a third superstar on that team. So we could see, you know, we could see how that plays out. But that's what I gotta say.
Go ahead, Miles.
Brooklyn, they got the space in the room to fit another big time player on their roster. But I do agree with that. I think Boston, with their play and their chemistry and their coaching and their front office, they'll be able to continue to make big runs. And hopefully, I hope to see y'all in the finals. I really do. Boston is going to be a good team. Toronto, they're not going to be the same team at all next year. So we already know what that's going to happen with. 76ers are going to have to make some moves. They've already found a new head coach. We'll see if Doc can continue his success in Philly. Hopefully, they figure out who they're going to pick between Ben and Joel because that's not working at all. And they're a little tied up with money just because of that horrible Al Horford contract. We'll see what they end up doing. If they end up making the right moves, I think they could still be competitive. And we'll see what I'm curious to see, because Indiana did have a decent time when Nate McMillan was their coach. But we know Victor Oladipo is not going to be back next year. So we'll see. I'm curious to see where he goes and what conference he ends up landing with. I think he'd actually be a big-time player for any team. But I think Boston, Miami definitely. I know I keep saying Boston, but Miami is definitely the team that everybody's going to have to go through because that dog that they got on their team, Jimmy Butler leading the helm, and they're going to be able to get somebody for Dragic back. And they've got Bam being an all-star, so they're dangerous. And they got an excellent coach and excellent front office. So we're going to have to – y'all are going to have to worry about Miami being that they are at the top of y'all conference at the moment. So, yeah, those are my picks.
All right. So Philly, you said Philly, Boston, Toronto, top teams this year, this past season that just ended.
And we'll see what happens with Brooklyn, too.
Of course, Brooklyn's gonna definitely be a threat with the two superstars they have on the squad, but with the space they have to add, I think that even makes them more a threat. As Miles and as Johannes has said in the past, listen, guys, it's been a great season. TFP, I appreciate you, Johannes. I appreciate you, Miles, and David too. Henri's always been a They've always been willing to come on and talk their ish, you know. Appreciate you guys listening. Anything you guys want to say to the people?
Go Celtics.
You're not going to thank them?
I will thank them when they bring a championship.
Really? This guy's stubborn, bro.
And go Kawhi.
Jesus, jeez.
And anybody wants to play Among Us, hit me up.
Oh, I will wash you with Among Us.
Oh, you play?
Yes.
Oh, yo, link up, bro. I've been trying to ask him to play, but he always like.
You said I need a PC. I'm not gonna get a PC.
You can use it. You play off your phone too.
You don't have. You can do it on your phone, bro.
Oh, all
right. Anyway, these tips you gotta say so I can finish off the season, right? Go ahead, bro.
Oh, bro, I'm done. Oh, yo, yeah. Hold on. Wait, give me one sec. You guys gonna win the championship next year?
That's fake, bro. How are you gonna unfollow the Clippers?
Who, me? Follow the Clippers, me?
No, he's so damn free. I'm tired of you. He jumped his shit so quick.
Look, no, listen, hold on. Wait, can I explain? I'm a Kawhi fan. And when the Clippers... It's like you go to your girl's basketball team, or basketball game. She gets, she plays well, but the team loses by 50 points. I'm not showing that team any more love. I'm not going to the games anymore.
Alright, bro. Yo, this guy's got my ribs hurting, bro. Go ahead, yo, Miles. Miles, the floor is yours. This is your episode. Please say what you have to say to end this. Please.
As I have called myself on Twitter, the 2020 NBA champions belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'm so happy to say that. I've been predicting it. I've been saying it. Y'all doubted me. I predicted it at the beginning when we made our playoff predictions. And it stands true and it holds true. I'm in Zen. My year is getting a lot better. We needed it. We deserve it. And that's for Kobe. Mamba out.